Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Mark Siskarik, president and CEO of Conceptus Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is CPTS, and the company develops and manufactures the Assure Permanent Birth Control System. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Juan, for having me.
Great. Anytime. Now, getting right into it, talk a little bit about the upcoming World Contraception Day.
Yeah, well, we're pretty excited about that. I think, you know, in terms of taking a look at, you know, contraception across the world and its importance to our society, generally speaking, and obviously, you know, how Assure fits into that piece, given that, you know, we're a revolutionary design and an effort into permanent birth control, given that the fact that we now provide women with an alternative to what previously had been a surgery for permanency, tubal ligation, or in a man's case, a vasectomy. So we're pretty excited to be part of revolutionizing, if you will, permanent birth control.
So, yeah, talk to us about the, walk us through the Assure procedure, some of the benefits.
Sure. Well, just to give you an idea of how Assure works, it's actually the Assure is a small, flexible micro-inserts that are placed in a woman's fallopian tubes without any incisions. Again, in stark contrast to tubal ligation, which involves incisions, hospitalization, that sort of thing. And basically, this can be done in the doctor's office, and within 3 months, the body and the micro-inserts together form a natural barrier that prevents sperm from reaching the egg. And the beauty of this as well is that after 3 months, the doctor actually performs a test to confirm that the micro-inserts are properly placed and that the tubes are blocked. And one of the advantages of this as well is that actually the effectiveness of Assure is the highest rate of effectiveness of any form of birth control in the market today, and that includes tubal ligation.
Right. So, yeah, talk a little bit about the trial and, the fact that, some of the results from the, from your trials that you've had.
Yeah. Well, Assure actually was approved by the FDA. It's been in use since 2002. To date, over 315,000 women across the world have had the procedure. Within the clinical trial itself, and we've now run this out for over 9 years, we have had no pregnancies. Again, this was an FDA-regulated trial with a post-approval study attached to it as well. And, once again, it goes back to the effectiveness of, the birth control. And this is a great device. It's wonderful for women in that they can go to the doctor's office and be back to normal activities within the same day. And it's a huge advantage from that perspective as well.
Right. So so far, about 315,000 women have undergone the procedure. And as stated, it's about 99.8% effective. Is it effective for any age group? Or?
Yes, it is. That includes all age groups.
Okay, great. And so moving on here, Mark, what are some of the market trends right now as far as in birth control, and how well positioned is Conceptus to capitalize on them?
Well, to give you an idea, in the U.S. market, there are about 700,000 tubal ligations that are done on an annual basis. In addition, another 500,000 vasectomies. Give you a worldwide perspective, there's anywhere between 10 to 13 million tubal ligations that are performed on a worldwide basis annually. Now, to give you another sense of again, this being a great alternative, I think it's really unknown, but 7.5 million women in the States use temporary birth control even though they know their family is complete. And one of the reasons for that is up to now, the alternative has been, surgery, and that's either for the woman or for the man. And certainly now Assure offers them an alternative, in-office alternative, to that. So I think addressing, much larger market, the 7.5 million, families whose family is complete is certainly a big deal for not only for us, but for, I think, society in general.
Right. So it's a pretty quick procedure, same day, and it's, an alternative, to taking hormones.
Yes. It's done in the doctor's office. The procedure in the clinical trial phase took on average about, 13 minutes. So again, the convenience that it offers, there's no cutting, no burning, there's no general anesthesia. This can be done in the doctor's office under a local anesthesia. There's no hormones. Once again, no downtime for the recovery. And then on top of that, you have the confirmation test that goes along with it. And I think, that's great in terms of putting people at ease. And it's also covered by insurance.
And I'm sure, a lot of the side effects are minimized, from...
Oh, yeah. In terms of the risks that are associated with the procedure, there's times there's some slight cramping that happens the day of or shortly thereafter, potentially some nausea, vomiting, dizziness. But these risks are very minimal when compared to the risk of the tubal ligation. I think it's not a known fact, but on average, 3 to 5 women in the States alone die just from having a simple tubal ligation.
Right, exactly. And so in terms of what are some of the factors that makes the company unique from some of the other competitors or some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think our focus has been certainly to help women understand the alternatives that are available to them. There's been a lot of surveys done relative to awareness of things that are available for women in healthcare, and we've embarked since 2008 on a campaign where literally we are in cities across the states, not the whole country yet, but we have taken this on with TV, radio, some print advertising, to, again, make women aware of some of the alternatives that are available to them for permanent birth control.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Mark, as well as that of some of the key management team at Conceptus.
Yeah, sure. Most of us have been in the medical field for most of our lives. Myself, I've been in medical starting in pharmaceuticals, and I've been doing this now for over 30 years. Worked with Bristol-Myers Squibb early on, both some of their consumer products and drugs. Also, prior to Conceptus, worked at Bausch & Lomb, where I ran their European operation as well as ultimately their American operation. And most of our management team, again, it has similar type experience on the medical side, and we've worked with both large companies as well as small companies. And we think this is a great company in terms of being able to get word out and add to, women's health care in general.
Great. And what are some of the specific milestones and goals that the management team hopes to accomplish over the course of the next 12 months?
Yeah, well, I think some of the key things, again, is continuing this awareness program across the country. I mentioned that we started in 08. We went to 8 cities. We went to 15 in 09, 15 more. And we're going to continue working that way. Over 10,000 physicians have used Assure in the States alone, and we're continuing to drive that number. We are now part of what's called residency programs. These are doctors in training, teaching the doctors both hysteroscopic training as well as Assure is now in these residency programs. And I think it's certainly something that's, we're creating, if you will, a legacy around both the simplicity and non-invasive nature of, things like the Assure program. And we'd like to, take that even further and expand on the company in the future.
Good. And in terms of future fiscal growth, will you look to grow organically, or would you consider some M&A activities, or maybe a combination of both?
I think it's going to be a combination of both. And, you know, we're pretty excited about the opportunity. Again, we've created a great channel in the office marketplace. And just to give you an idea of our growth, you know, basically in 2003, we had zero in sales. And this past year, we've grown to, you know, this year we're expecting sales of about $130 million. And we've also grown into profitability. And yet we feel that we're only on the beginning of the runway. This product, not only in the States, but on a worldwide basis, has an awful lot of potential. And I think that's what makes certainly us attractive as a company and, you know, even as an investment, given the ability for us to grow not only this market, but also then take the infrastructure that we've developed and plug other products into that.
Yes, certainly. And so what would be, you know, some of the synergies that you would look for in regards to M&A?
Well, I think, you know, certainly any product that potentially could help even accelerate Assure growth would be something that we'd be interested in. And we have some great core competencies in the clinical and regulatory area. Also, our channel, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very good channel in the office with our customers, our OB guides, and I think, you know, either one of those areas is an area that product or channel where we could see future expansion.
Good answer. And so you recently yesterday you presented at the UBS conference here in New York.
Yes.
So what were some of the highlights of what you shared with investors? And do you think that right now investors understand the general direction and the message of the company?
Yeah, well, you know, we this past year in 2009, I think one of the key points was we've grown 30% year on year. And obviously an economy that's been hurting you know, quite badly, you know, from the recession, and even in a economy where our doctors, by their own survey and admission, they've seen patient visits down 15%. So I think that's one of the messages. Certainly, we've shown some strong growth in a weak economy, and we look forward to even stronger growth when the economy gets a little bit healthier. Beyond that, as I mentioned to you earlier, you know, we have a long runway in terms of, you know, growth, just in terms of replacing, if you will, what we consider now a more archaic, you know, surgical procedure, tubal ligation. And again, not only in the States, but across the world, we've begun an expansion. We're certainly pretty much in Western Europe. But, you know, we're, you know, most recently entered into direct distribution in the UK, and we're going to continue to look at places, for instance, China, Asia in general. We're in South America now, so there's a lot of growth in front of us throughout the world.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Mark Siskarik, CEO and President of Conceptus Incorporated, which trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is CPTS, and currently trading slightly north of 1880 a share. And so before we conclude, Mark, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Conceptus as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we certainly executed well on the growth behind us and have a good game plan in terms of, you know, moving up that runway and continuing to grow substantially. Within that growth, and, you know, one can certainly say we're early on in our lives yet, we have turned profitable as of, you know, this past year. This most recent quarter, we generated $9 million of cash. We have a very, very healthy balance sheet. So I think we're primed for a lot of growth We have a great product with a wonderful margin, and as we continue to create awareness across the world, I think certainly we have many years of high growth in front of us.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and expansion, and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time today, Mark, to update our investors.
Well, I thank you very much for making the time with me as well, Juan.
Hey, anytime.